一首梦幻十足的 To the Sky 飞上云霄，来自于 Owl City。 各位好，欢迎收听今天的可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 每次听 Owl City 的歌，思绪总是会不由自主地跟着旋律飘到远方。当听到这首歌里面的 Dear Friends in Higher Places, The Hills of Lord and Wonder 以及 A Stormy World Up There 这样一些字眼的时候，你会被作者丰富的想象力而征服。To the Sky, 听这首歌你会感觉自己仿佛跟这个世界变得无关了，仿佛多了一对翅膀，无忧无虑地翱翔在一个奇幻的世界里。好了，现在我们就一起来听听这首 To the Sky, 飞上云霄吧。
Dreamy world up there, dear friends in higher places, carry me away from here. Travel light, let the sun eclipse you, 'cause your flight is about to leave. And there's more to this brave adventure than you'd ever believe. Bird's eye view, awake the stars, 'cause they're all around you.Whisper above the thunder, where you can fly anywhere. Purple burst of paper birds, this picture paints a thousand words. So take a breath of myth and mystery, and don't look back. Bird's eye view, awake the stars, 'cause they're all around.
欢迎回来。 Owl City 就像是一个充满想象力的小孩，听他的歌呢，跟听一般的流行歌曲不同，你享受到的不单只是舒缓的旋律，还能在一个咱们自己想象力无法到达的世界里遨游一番，暂时忘掉烦恼，快乐一回。但是同时呢，也为咱们自己感到难过，因为我们过惯了一板一眼的生活，早已经现实的失去了想象的能力了。To the sky, 如果你有一双勇敢的翅膀，你就一定能自由飞到高空之上。我想这应该是这首歌想要表达传达的一个信息吧。好了，来看一下今天的词汇扩展。歌词 Shipwreck in the sea of faces, Shipwreck, ship wreck， 名词毁灭失败，不可挽回的损失，动词使毁灭使失败。在浓雾中船只失事的危险要大得多。 The danger of shipwreck is much greater in dense fog， 只有船长和大副在海难当中生还了下来。 Only the captain and the first mate survived the shipwreck， 他把自己搞得身败名裂。 She was shipwrecked by herself。歌词 Travel light, let the sun eclipse you. Eclipse, E-C-L-I-P-S-E， 它可以做名词表示日食、月食、没落，动词使形成日食或者月食，使什么黯然失色。下礼拜一将有日全食。 There will be a total eclipse of the sun next Monday。这条消息使其他的一切都显得无足轻重了。 This news eclipses everything else， 我们的快乐没多久就被可怕的消息蒙上了一层阴影。 Our happiness was soon eclipsed by the terrible news。 我们接着往下看。Bird's eye view, await the stars, cause they are all around you. Bird's eye view, 名词，鸟看或者是全景。听下例句，我们从飞机上鸟看伦敦。From the plane, we had a bird's eye view of London. 这会让对该职业有全面的了解。这会让你对该职业有一个全面的了解。This will give you a bird's eye view into a job or a career. 歌词 So bid the forest of fawn goodbye as you brace the wind and take to the sky. 看一下单词 brace, B-R-A-C-E, 名词托架支架，也可以做牙箍。听下例句。这张桌子摇摇晃晃，因为支架全松了。The table is shaky because the braces are loose.我以前不得不戴牙箍。 I used to have to wear braces. Brace 也可以作为动词表示防备、支撑或者振作。她鼓起勇气接受了这次艰巨的任务。 She braced up for the arduous task. 村民们已经对可能会发生的洪灾做了防范准备。 The villagers braced themselves for a possible flood.我们必须要做好防风准备。 It is urgent that we brace against hurricanes. 我们已经准备好迎接这次颠簸的着陆了。 We braced ourselves for a bumpy landing. To the sky 其实很难揣摩这首歌想要真正表达的东西，毕竟呢，要读懂一个人的思想不是一件容易的事儿。咱们就暂且把它当成是祭奠我们逝去的想象力的一首歌曲吧。好了，今天节目就到此为止了，希望大家喜欢今天推荐的歌曲。我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。There's a dreamy world up there. Dear friends in higher places, carry me away from here. Travel light, let the sun eclipse you, cause your flight is about to leave. And there's more to this bridge.